Hi everyone, welcome to the Her Spiritual War podcast. I am your host, Joanna, and for today's episode, we're going to be talking about the question of, do narcissists cause insecure attachment? So, short answer, yes, narcissists do cause insecure attachment, especially if you have a narcissist as a parent. You're more likely to grow up as an adult who has an insecure attachment. In fact, according to Psychology Today, the reason why narcissists cause insecure attachment really just has a lot to do with the fact that they are not secure themselves. And because they are not secure themselves, you also will not be secure. In fact, if you look at the definition of what a secure attachment is, usually a secure attachment just means that that person who has a secure attachment was able to get all of their emotional needs met by their caregiver. It doesn't necessarily have to be all of them, but according to Psychology Today, the parent just needs to be good enough. In fact, I think I read somewhere that a parent just needs to meet like 30% of your emotional needs in order to have a secure attachment, which is like mind-blowing because it just goes to show you that a narcissistic parent can't even meet 30% of your emotional needs. They don't meet any of them, in fact. And when you think about someone with this insecure attachment, you're also thinking about, you know, how did that insecure attachment come about? Well, I'll tell you how. One of the ways insecure attachment comes about is through emotional neglect. If your narcissistic parent emotionally neglected you as a child, well, then that means that they probably didn't meet any of your emotional needs. How can you neglect someone and still meet their emotional needs? You can't. It's either one or the other, you know? And another thing that's also important to know about you know, people with insecure attachments, narcissists with insecure attachments, is the fact that there is this lack of being able to regulate your emotions maturely. And there's also this lack of emotional maturity. I think for me, especially as someone with an insecure attachment, specifically an avoidant attachment, there are times where I do struggle with emotionally regulating my emotions. I remember as a kid, because I was emotionally neglected as a child and because expressing your emotions or just like feeling them wasn't really like allowed in my home, I feel like I would cry a lot because almost like, I don't know how to explain it, like whenever I would cry, it was hard for me to self-soothe myself, or it was just hard for me to like regulate the crying. It was almost like when I cried, I couldn't control it. And so I would just cry every single day. If that makes sense. And then in addition to that, as someone with an avoidant attachment, there are some things that I have been aware of that I do that are very emotionally immature sometimes. And it's just habits that I picked up from my narcissistic mother, you know. And I also feel like for me, when I look at my avoidant attachment, I think about how as a child, my mother really just neglected my need for emotional support. In fact, I remember even like seeing this play out in my childhood whenever I would, you know, come to her and say like, you know, Mom, I'm really depressed right now. Like I need emotional support. And she would just kind of like, you know, shrug it off or whatever. Or whenever I would confront her about how she reacts or behaves whenever I tell her, like, I need emotional support, she would have this sort of lack of empathy about it, like get over it or something like that. Or she would just take no accountability and say, oh, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you when you were depressed. Or I'm sorry that I made you feel like you couldn't depend on me for emotional support. You know, those words were, you know, things that I just never heard come out of her mouth. And as an adult, you know, I feel like I've come to terms with like how my avoidant attachment works. And I'm here to let you guys know today that if you have an insecure attachment, it is not the end of the world. You can change your attachment style. and I'm going to tell you how. Really just focus on forming relationships with people who have a secure attachment. And so you might be wondering, well, Joanna, how do I know if someone has a secure attachment? You need to see if they exhibit examples of emotional maturity. You know, so for example, do they take accountability on their end when you confront them about things? Do they take the time to, you know, listen to you with empathy? You know, things like that. And as adult children of narcissists, I think the best way we can heal is to really just, you know, making sure that we are focusing our attention on building relationships with people who are emotionally mature. Because one thing that I've noticed as someone who is still trying to make new friends as an adult today is that when you keep on forming relationships with people who are emotionally immature, it's going to strengthen the insecure attachment. It's not going to help it at all. In fact, if you keep being friends with narcissistic people, you're going to stay in this unhealthy attachment, because when you hang out with them, they're going to confirm all those insecure belief systems you have. So overall, I do want to thank you all for listening to this episode of Her Spiritual War today. If this episode spoke to you in any way, shape, or form, please do feel free to leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/herspiritualwar/message. I would love to hear from you.